All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. Hour two of the Home Improvement Show, KMOX Home Improvement Show. Welcome in, 97.1 FM listeners, to join the crowd, too. We've got a lot going on today. If you need anything about your appliances, any questions about selecting appliances, the best thing to do, the best thing to use, we've had a lot of appliance conversation with Kim Zimmer with me today from Autco Home Appliances. And we've got a ton of calls lined up with everybody. They are just in a big row. I even got to look and see who's been the longest to see who we go to first. I think Julie has been there for a while. So let's go straight to Julie and see what's happening. Hi, Julie. How can we help you?
Hi. I have a follow-up question, too. You were talking to that gentleman about the ridge vent in his roof line.
Yes.
I just recently had a new roof put on my house and had a ridge vent put in, and they did block off my gable vents. Now, I have soffits. Is that enough ventilation? I didn't hear you referring to soffits when you were talking to that gentleman.
Okay, yes, great question. And that is, it's hard to say if that's enough or not, because, the first thing I'll say is, I am thoroughly impressed that you found a roofer that knew enough to block the gable vents. Makes me feel good that the education is starting to work in our community, and there some of them are starting to get and understand that. The soffit overhang on the house is where you want air coming into your attic space. It pulls it in down low under the gutters from that soffit, and it brings it up to that ridge vent and kind of washes along that roof. If that soffit has enough opening to get enough air is a great question, because it really depends. It depends on how they built the house, the age of the house. It depends on the siding job, what kind of siding material you have under those soffits. So the real answer to if it can be enough or not is you want that soffit to be open all the way down from one end of the house to the other, just like the ridge vent is. So in an older home, they might block some of that soffiting with a 2x4, and then they drill a hole in it, about an inch and a half or 2-inch hole in the block of wood, and that's how they let air in there. They'd put a little screen over it. Well, if you have a 2-inch hole every 2 feet from one end to the other, that is not enough air. You need it open kind of all the way down. In this, when you have your house sided, the soffit material that they use, it has to be actually kind of calculated to show how much air actually comes through that soffit and gets into that attic. So if they put solid ventilation panels in every third or fourth or fifth panel, there's a bunch of holes just in one panel, that is not enough for a ridge vent either. So to really answer your question, we would need to see it and see what's there from the outside and the inside to be able to really advise on, here's your setup. Do we think you're getting enough air or not? Most soffits are not getting enough air. Some are well enough where we might even look at it and say, well, I wouldn't go crazy because it may be close, but not quite enough. So it just kind of depends. But usually your soffits are getting about half the air that you need.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at them right now. And like there's, I guess, the soffit material going down the side of the house. And then like there's a section that has like whatever, 50, 60 little holes in it. Then two that don't have little holes in it. Then another one that has the same amount of holes just going all the way down.
Yep. And so it sounds like every third panel, you have a ventilated panel that has holes in it, and that is probably not enough. It might be close, but it's probably not enough.
Gotcha. Okay. So it needs to be more of an open soffit.
Yep. And how old is your house?
It was built in 2011.
Okay, so 2011, then you should be good from the attic side. So if you did change the soffit to get more intake, you should be good, because 2011 they should have put the baffles and created space for air to get in. And so you shouldn't have the wood and all that in the way on a house built.
I've seen the baffles 10-15. Up in my
yep.
attic.
Then that's yeah. wonderful. So really you just could use some more ventilation in the soffit panel. And I will tell you, they make a soffit panel that it completely looks solid. It looks like a solid soffit all the way across, and it's completely ventilated. And they put the ventilation in every groove. So like every 3 inches, you have actually holes in there, like slits, but they're up inside the groove. So I've actually looked at houses where people think, I don't have any soffit ventilation. And I look at it and go, actually, you got the best ventilation out there. And once I show it to them, they're like, oh, wow, okay, I didn't even realize that. So it's called it's a hidden vent. So you don't see those slits real easily, and it looks really, really good. So if you ever go to upgrade or change that soffit or gutters or anything, consider doing that hidden vent. That will definitely get you enough intake then.
Okay. I appreciate the information. Thank you so much.
All right. No problem. You're very welcome. But I will say the last quick thing for Julie's case there too is a house built in 2011, the air coming in good. You've got the baffles. You've got a vent every third panel. I wouldn't say, oh my gosh, tear your house apart and fix this tomorrow because you're going to have all these problems, or your roof's going to go bad so quickly, that sort of thing. I don't think you're on the verge of that. I wouldn't be like, oh gosh, let's hurry up and get this done or anything like that. So let's jump next to Larry and see what's going on with Larry. Hey, are you there?
Yes. I've got a question about a Samsung dishwasher.
Yes.
My daughter's got a Samsung dishwasher, and this thing has got the waterfall feature for the lower rack and there's a bar that runs front to back. It's I'm going to call it a rail, and then there's a bar that runs side to side that moves back and forth on that rail, and the water jets are in the back of the dishwasher, and they blast against the piece that goes left to right to deflect the water vertically up.
Uh-huh.
And the bar, I've looked at it online, the bar that goes left to right doesn't seem to snap into the two little knobs, if you will, that are on the rail as it to bring the bar toward the door and to the back again. It looks like a complicated mechanism, but anyway, the bar doesn't stay attached to the mechanism to bring it from the back of the dishwasher to the front toward the door. It blows that bar off.
Yeah, from the look on Kim's face, I think there might be something going on. What do you think about this one, Kim?
I'm going to defer to service on this, and that's not my job.
Okay.
But I would tell you, how old is the Samsung dishwasher?
It's only about 2.5 years old. To me, it looks like an accident waiting to happen. Is this mechanism? I've been an HVAC technician for about 40 years, and I've seen a lot of different designs. And to me, this looks like an accident waiting to happen. And I've looked online, and people have changed the gear motor in the back. You take the dishwasher out and replace that. And it just looks like a...
Well, I'm going to say this. Samsung has changed their design a bit on the new dishwashers, if I remember correctly. But that waterfall situation, for me, it's just some way for them to pour more water in to try to clean the dishes better. it's honestly not going to make a difference. If the unit's not working properly and it's only 2.5 to 3 years old, you can call Samsung, but I honestly don't know what they'll do for her. But it's not a product for me with the way dishwashers are made today that I think it's one of the best. There are other products out there that are do a much better job of cleaning, and they use the old-fashioned way with the wash arm in the centers and the top and the bottom, and now we have the ones that have them at the third rack level when we have the cutlery trays that come out. I mean, Samsung is it's a good dishwasher. It's not the best dishwasher.
Well, that's my opinion also. It doesn't have the traditional propeller mechanism on the bottom, and it blows that the jet spray out of the back against this plate that's supposed to deflect the water vertically up, and that's supposed to move back and forth also. And it just seems it's got little belts in it, gears, mechanisms to make all that happen. And there was somebody online, he said he had one of those and he's changed the gear motor on it 3 times, and he's had it 3 years and he changed the gear motor on it twice.
That's a shame.
That's more maintenance than you should have to do on something that's brand new.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it sounds like
the old way is tried and true, and it keeps on working. Everybody else uses the regular wash arms that sit at the bottom, the center aisle, and at the top, and that's the best way to do dishwashing.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Thanks, Larry. Good question. And we've only got about a minute and a half or something here, but Kim, what do you think about in a dishwasher too? I've heard a lot just quickly about just the inside, like the stainless steel versus plastic, that sort of thing.
So the difference between a stainless dishwasher and a plastic dishwasher is the plastic dishwasher to me seems to hold more odors. We have more contained systems now, and if we don't open the doors and we leave things set, you get more smells and odors. And the stainless steel is not going to do that. It can hold a little bit of an odor, but if you wash every day, and most people do dishes at least once a day, you're going to be fine with the stainless steel dishwasher. They clean better, they dry better, and they're made to last longer with the stainless steel interior. Plastic tends to expand and contract, and over time it warps.
Yeah, and I can tell you that the Bosch dishwasher that we got from you guys, absolutely love it. And they use a lot less water, right? Oh. That they're really efficient. And that's what I've been, I don't know how long we've had this thing, 5-6 years. It was maybe towards the beginning of COVID or the year before something. I've been having this like 5-6 year conversation with my wife where I'm like, you don't have to like load this thing. We don't have to put every fork in it. We don't have to load it to the hilt before you want to run it. It doesn't matter. I'm like, if it's 60% full, 70%, just run it. Just
most
just
of your
get it dishwasher out of the way.
Most of the dishwashers these days allow for smaller loads.
Yeah, and they do, and it works great, and it doesn't use a ton of water. I feel like we use more water actually washing the dishes. But we're going to get to a break here. Cardinals coming up. For everybody else, come over to 97.1. Stick with Home Improvement. We'll be back. All right, welcome back. Home Improvement Show. We are here. And good luck, Cardinals, for the KMOX. But we're still live right now. We've got plenty going on for everybody. If you have a question about
people don't realize
appliances, if you have a question about your house, any home maintenance, anything happening there, maybe a remodeling project you're looking for, give us a call. We can answer your questions today.
All the time.
314-436-7900. Let's go straight to the phones and let's jump to Stacy here. She's been there quite a while, and I really appreciate that. Stacy, how can we help you?
Yeah, hi. Rich, I have an appliance question.
Okay.
I have an LG electric oven. And it's about 2 years old. I'm getting ready for the first time to do the self-clean cycle. And so I've kind of been doing some research. And so I was going to get Kim's opinion on a self-clean cycle in an oven as opposed to an easy clean cycle. I've got the possibility of doing either one on my oven. What are your thoughts about that?
I'm curious to know what the easy clean means. Are they talking about a steam clean?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, yeah, I think the instructions say to spritz water on the inside of the oven, and it's only maybe about a 10-minute cycle.
Right. So my question is, how dirty is the oven? If the oven's not that dirty, do the easy clean. It's less abusive on the oven over time. The only reason I tell anybody to do a full self-clean is if your oven is completely really dirty. Like if you have a lot of food that's been dripped down onto the bottom or whatever, then do the self-clean. But if not, just do the easy clean. Spritz the water in it, take the 10-minute cycle, and wipe it down when it's done, and you'll be good to go.
Okay. So as far as the self-clean goes, there were a lot of warnings about the self-clean cycle. And on my previous oven, I had used it with no problem. Is there a danger to doing a self-clean? Because they said it gets really, really hot.
They always have gotten really hot. That's how they do it. They're going to bake the inside of everything that's inside the oven off by going to a very high heat for at least a four-hour period of time usually. What we're finding now more so with more boards and my brain just lost my train of thought. You have
like the control board?
The control board, but what runs our control boards are...
Oh, like the chips, the computer chips?
Has more chance. Sure. Thank you. My brain could not get to chip for some reason. More chance for the chips to go bad inside of your control board because it depends on where the heat is coming from when the unit is self-cleaning. 99% of the ovens these days, the heat comes out at the bottom. Like when you look at the very bottom of your oven, there's a space there and the heat will come out. So if you're cooking, if you feel warm air at your feet, that's where that heat's coming from. Most of the time, it's not coming by the board, but if it is happening to come by the board, it can make the board go out faster. I still self-clean. I don't do it as often. I might do it once every 3 to 4 years. In between, I just clean my unit out, hand wash it, and work from there because it's just as easy. Mainly because it's just something I started doing because I don't like the odor that the self-clean lets off into the house.
Correct.
But other than that, I mean, I would never tell you not to self-clean. But if your oven is not that dirty, do the easy clean. I think that is a great thing that they've done to a lot of these ovens these days. And I definitely agree that putting a little bit of water in and letting it do a real quick high heat, it steams everything off and you're good to go.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your input.
You're welcome.
All right. Yeah. Great question, Stacy. That was awesome. And let's jump over to Jenna and see how we can help Jenna out. Are you there, Jenna?
Yes. Yes, yeah. I am. Can you hear me?
I can. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Great. Great. I have a refrigerator question for Kim. And before we go into it, Kim, I want to know the name of your company. Is it AUTOCO?
No, it's AUTCO. ACO?
AUTCO. Thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome.
Okay, I've got your address, so I'm good for that. I want to know the best refrigerator if you want to have ice and water dispenser on the outside.
Okay. Are we doing freestanding or are we doing built-in? Do you know the difference?
Well, you know, I've got a space between my cabinets for the refrigerator.
So a freestanding refrigerator usually is about 36 inches wide. And
I have like double door, French door.
Okay, so you have a French door. So it's a 36-inch wide refrigerator. Do you want to stick with a French door with ice and water on the door, or are you going to do side by side?
Well, okay. I know some people have that bottom drawer that they like a lot.
Right.
But I don't know if you can do the ice and water then. My husband just has to have ice and water that he can get really quickly.
It's always the husband. I'm the same way.
So here's my statement. If you're doing freestanding and you have to have ice and water in the door, all the brands make it. I don't think anyone does it any better than the rest. The reason I say that, French door, we're looking at a refrigeration space that we're trying to make ice out of. So it's not going to produce as much as you would like it to. I honestly would tell people to do an internal water dispenser with the ice maker in the freezer where it belongs. That's where we make ice. It's a frozen item. Mm-hmm. It should be made in the freezer. Bosch makes a wonderful counter-depth freestanding refrigerator that has an internal water dispenser that when you open the door, it's right there. When you open the drawer at the top, there's the ice maker. It's all easy. It's accessible. It's simple. And it's a refrigerator that I can tell you I'm selling them, and I have been for over 6 to 7 years now, and I think they have a 15-year lifespan. And in a freestanding refrigerator, that's kind of unusual these days. So Bosch is my recommendation. If you have to have ice and water on the door, pretty much all the brands do it. Cafe GE does it in all their lines. We have it in the Bosch line as well. So it's not like you can't get it. But if you can live with having to open a door and get your water and open a drawer to get your ice, you'll probably be happier in the end.
Okay, I do want to say something else to you. I was really glad that you talked about those filters, and I have been terrible. I do not like to replace them, and I do press that button and go over it. I will not do that ever again.
I can tell everybody what to do, but I can tell you what, if I had one at home, I'd do the same thing. I'd push the button and I'd move on.
Well, I'll just make sure that I order them and have three always on hand and do it now. I did not realize the importance of it.
Yes, it's very important. It definitely is.
Okay. Thank you so much for the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, very welcome. And you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them get the refrigerator that's going to last well and not have the water coming out of the outside of the door, right? You can put the so the lesson learned is put your ice in the freezer, put your water in the refrigerator, and it's probably going to work out really well for you. So that's awesome. I appreciate that. Good question. So we're going to get into our next break here. So, Judy, you are up next. If you could hang on for about 2 minutes, we'll get to you as soon as we return. For everybody else, 314-436-7900 finds us right here. We'll help you out, whatever you need, appliance-wise, house-wise, maintenance-wise. We got you covered today. Don't touch that dial. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show. We've got some time left for everybody here. We've got Kim Zimmer with me today, my appliance expert guru here from Autco Home Appliances, helping a lot of different questions with appliances. I'm very happy to see that we've got so many callers and people really getting into the conversation with the appliances. I think it makes it better, great, and just more awesome down the road. But for everybody out there, if you have anything about your house, you have anything about appliances, you got some questions on, feel free to give us a call, 314-436-7900. We'll be here. And then we've got Judy on the line. So let's get to Judy and see how we can help.
Good morning. Yes, I was like your prior caller. I needed clarification on the name of the appliance company. I think I have it now. It's Autco, A-U-T-C-O, correct?
Correct.
Great. And what area are you located in?
We're in the Westport area, so it's right off of Page and Ball Drive is where we're at.
Okay, very good. That's helpful. Thank you. And my next question is, I have a 19-year-old roof, and the age of the roof and a very high deductible, if I were to replace this roof today, it's all going to be out of my pocket. Of course, you know, as soon as you have a roofing contractor come out and they think that you're a really hot prospect, of course, they're going to say, yes, you really should go ahead and repair this now. Two questions. Does Mosby offer roof service? If not, can you recommend somebody? And if it is a good idea to go ahead and replace it, like I said, out of my pocket, I'm thinking it makes sense to do it now rather than to wait, say, a couple years. I have a bad storm. I have no choice and would have to replace it. Prices tend to always go up. But I'd like your insight, please.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so you're spot on about prices going up. And the age of the roof, I mean, if you get 30 years out of a roof, you're doing marvelous, even though some of them might say they've got limited lifetime warranties and all these different things. If you can get 25, 30 years, you're doing super, super well. So in the life expectancy of a roof, 19, 20 years isn't very far from that.
Right.
Another thing that you're avoiding that would be a really good thing is not necessarily getting a roof when everyone is trying to get a roof.
Yes.
So when you've got all these storms, and that's what we've been doing just almost this whole year, and they're probably just barely getting caught up right now. So if we stay away from more storms and all of that, then yeah, spring, sometime in the next year might be a really good time to get a roof, because you're not battling, everyone's trying to get a roof and they're bringing in, and you got to worry about storm chasers coming in from other states and who's actually putting your roof on. And even on a good roofing company that's been around for a long time, they might bring in during that storm period, they might just bring in two or three or four or five roofing crews that they're not super familiar with, and say, yeah, we just need to try and get all these roofs done. And that's where even it's kind of, everyone talks about, well, my good crew is in your area, or all these, and that statements like that just eat away at my heart. 'Cause I'm like, does that mean you have a bad crew? I'm not sure how to take that, but so it is a lot of times it's all about the crew that you get from that company.
Right. And sometimes when there is not a rush on due to weather related issues, the roofing companies might be a little hungrier, yeah, and they might deal a little bit better.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Yep. So
do you folks do roofs?
So Mosby does roofs, and we can do roofs. There is a bit of a difference there with us by way of on a full roof replacement. We're gonna bring in a trade partner that actually installs that roof, just because of the time. We have a lot of our own employees that can do a lot of different things, but the timing on larger like roof jobs like that, we bring in a trade partner company to do that, but it's still covered in a Mosby Building Arts way. So it's going to have a little longer workmanship warranty on what we cover than most roofers out there. A lot of them now are starting to go to around 5 years, and we're at 10. And we will oversee, supervise, make sure. And the other good part of what we do and offer too is later on down the road, if we were to find something and say it was a workmanship issue and that trade partner wasn't around, or that roofing company went out of business, or you found out they really weren't from around here and I can't get a hold of them, find them, or get any information out of them anyway, Mosby Building Arts will be around and we will take care of that roof. So like I had one years ago that, yeah, we were doing, it was a room addition we built, and there a problem with the roof about 5-6 years or so after it was built, kind of where the roof got, the new room addition tied into the existing roof, and we got into it. We didn't have that trade partner around anymore. Mm-hmm. And for several reasons of things going wrong and stuff. So we looked into the roof, we tore some apart. We figured out what he did wrong, said, yep, you're right. It's our fault. He didn't do something with the ice and water shield right. And Mosby fixed it. And we didn't go back to that company, and we didn't try and track him down, and we didn't try, because it's just ours to own, mm-hmm, on what, well, we're doing. So there's some service
if they didn't
in
fix
there.
It right the first time, they might not fix it right in a repair job either.
I tell people that all the time when they say, well, they did this, they did that, and now they're saying, well, maybe they should do this. And I'm like, but if they didn't do everything really great the first time, do you really want that same person back?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So, if I were to call your office and ask to have somebody come and look at my roof and give me an estimate,
yep,
that would be from your office. You would not,
correct,
send in your, shall we say, for lack of a better word, subcontractor.
Correct.
Roofing company.
Yep,
okay.
It would be one of our exterior consultants. Now, mm-hmm, somewhere down the road, depending on your roof, they may recommend like meeting that person out there and just making sure that all the ducks are in a row,
sure,
with them. But it would be our representative up front looking at it, talking to you about it, and figuring everything out. Yep.
And so I just need to call your office to set this up, and your number would be?
Yeah, it is 314-909-1800.
Very good. You've been very helpful. I'm learning a lot from your show. Thank you for your service.
Oh, you're very welcome. I appreciate that very much, Judy. I love the kind words. And so, Kim, we're going to get into a break here. And when we return, let's get that Autco information out. Let's have a little more conversation here about the things you guys do and where you're at. And you're near one of our places now. And so we've got some really good connections. And we've been doing this with you guys for so many years. I actually look back when I was looking at some of the information from the last time you were on. It feels like it was the other day. And it was literally 3 years ago. So we've been doing this together for a long time with Mosby, with us, with me, with you. So great things to come. Let's take a quick break. And for everybody out there, 314-436-7900 finds us. And don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right, here we are. We are back. Final segment. We've got Mary on the line. Let's just go straight to Mary and see how we can help out. Hey, Mary, what's going on?
Yes. I really am enjoying your show with appliances.
Oh, good.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I have a problem with my husband had passed away and he ordered a GE refrigerator. And when it was delivered, we didn't know it, but it was a 36 width. And the space it needs to go into is about 35 and a half or 35. Wow. And I'm trying to find a refrigerator that has the French doors and the freezer on the bottom. And I can't find one that has a smaller width, or it's very small. So I don't know. Any suggestions? Because the spot where it's going in, I can't make it bigger because there's a heat exchange on one side of the wall, and then there's a firewall on the other side for my stove. So I'm kind of in a dilemma some time.
What was in there before he bought the new one? Was it just a top? You don't remember?
I don't remember.
Okay, so here's the thing. There are refrigeration that is out there that is going to be 32 inches wide. GE makes one. There's a company called Fisher & Paykel that makes one. So we have avenues to fix the problem for you. And they do make them in the French door. So you're not going to be left out of the loop with something that you like. They're all going to be within that 69 to 70 inches in height. So they'll still fit into the space fairly well.
Oh, okay. Because I have been looking at Lowe's and Home Depot and everywhere, and I can't find anything. They're all old-fashioned looking. You know, you open one side of the door, and it's just not anything I want. And, you know, I was hoping for ice and water on the outside at least.
Ironically, we have one that is coming off of, so our location in Fenton closed, and I ironically have the GE model with ice and water in the door, French door, on our closeout list.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I would tell you that'd be probably a great buy for you. And if you wanted to give me a call on Monday, I'll be in the office and I can get you all taken care of.
Oh, thank you. My gosh. I've been living with the refrigerator in my middle of my kitchen for about 2 years, and it's really
aggravating. Yeah,
because there's I can't find one, you know.
This is a perfect phone call for you. Then you called up the right day on the right time.
Yes, I did. Thank you so much.
That's a question I was going to be asking anyways, just to let everybody know. So what's like the phone number to call into?
So to call the office is 314-373-2000.
373. Did you say 2000?
Mm-hmm. And just ask for Kim.
Okay.
And then they'll forward you over to me.
Thank you so much. Just remind me
that I talked to you on Saturday on the radio so that I can remember what it is, because I will remember that you had a French door and you needed to be 33 inches wide. So
thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're so helpful.
That's what I'm here for.
I can't thank you enough.
Oh, anytime.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right, bye. Hey, thanks, Mary. That was great. And you have something available that might just work out perfectly. So, yeah, and I've seen that so much with the height.
Yep.
Of like they add floors, and then all of a sudden you can't get, they're looking for a refrigerator that's an inch shorter or something, but.
The height is an issue, and then when she said she only has the firewall
at
35, well, she's going to have to go to a 32 or 33, and GE makes one, so does Fisher-Paykel, so we're covered either way, but I have a great deal on a GE model, so if she calls me on Monday, we get her taken care of right away.
Yeah, and that's great, because the construction guy in me is like, all right, let's just, like, make this opening bigger. What do I got to do? Like, let me in there. Let me tackle this, and it sounds like, yeah, no, okay, forget it.
Sorry.
No chance.
That one covered. That was an easy one for me.
Yeah, no, that's great. And so, yeah, and then let's go here just a little bit about, you know, our working together, your showroom coming in. You guys get to cook in there and all that. And we've got a new area design center. We're finishing. It's not ready yet, and it's not going to be like your guys. It's not going to be like open to the public. It's more for our designing and designers bringing people in. We got some great appliances there from you guys, but we still have you. We can show them 4, 5, 6 things, and then we take them to you. If what they're seeing with us, we just get to go to your shop. And so kind of just tell us about that shop and what can people expect when they walk into that giant showroom.
So recently our owners decided and our management team that it was time to go to one showroom. So we have officially closed our Fenton location, and our St. Charles location was closed a while back. They have done a 6,000 addition onto the building in the KA location that we have on page. It's exciting because it's much bigger. It's very well laid out, very well planned out. We have all the products that we need to kind of have great conversations with our clients. The best part is some of them are live, so we get to show you how it works. Like I said, with the laundry, I've managed to put visuals in so people can see how that works. We have some appliances that are live. Like, we have a lot of induction that is on, so we can show you exactly how it works, which is kind of a game changer for people. Yeah. I'm all about the visuals when it comes to appliances. I need to be able to give you all the answers in one spot, in one location. And at least now everything's located in the same place. We're all at Page. And this addition, we've had a lot of people in, and all the designers that we've had in, whether it be Mosby or other people that we work with, we've gotten nothing but rave reviews and compliments about how well we laid out this location so that everyone could see every product that we have. We have the high end, we have basic, we have midline, we have some really interesting products. We put on the La Cornue range into this new location, and next to it we have their, I'll say it wrong, is a Flamberger is what I was saying, but that's not how it's supposed to be said. It's a built-in rotisserie. It's kind of cool. We've been playing with that recently. So for me, it's all about getting to work on the appliance and show people how it works and give them the best information so they can make a very informed decision for their home and for them personally.
Do you have a working steam oven?
We have a working steam oven, and I play with that every day as well.
That's really cool. Yeah, that I was fascinated years ago the first time I saw one of those, and they made cookies in it, like chocolate chip cookies, and it was, like the commercial when they break them and the chocolate stretches, and I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Steam ovens are the best thing. For me, it's going to be my next oven in my home whenever I get to do whatever I'm going to do. But yeah. So we've been working with Mosby. I've been working with Mosby longer than I've been with the company I'm with. I've probably been working with Mosby for over 30 years. But since I've been with Akko Home, it's been at least 12 years of a great working relationship. And we love our relationship that we have with Mosby.
Yeah,
you guys send
absolutely.
Everybody.
And we do too.
Your new design center that you are opening, which is right around the corner,
I've
already told the people working there, all you have to do is call. If you can't make it over to me, I can make it over to you. So it works out just great for both of us. It's going to be a wonderful thing to see that happen.
Yep.
I can't wait to see it completed.
And it's good to get the word out that you guys do all sorts of appliances, because probably you probably have the same thing with, like, we have a little bit, like, with our website, and people are like, oh, well, you only do these big elaborate things. You don't know, we repair bathrooms. I signed one Friday of like the bathroom floors buckling and having all these problems. Water's leaking from the shower. We're going to repair this bathroom. So knowing you guys do normal appliances, a little bit everything, you go to the website, you probably see all this great glamorous stuff But hey, Kim, it was great. We are completely out of time. Love having you on. We got to do it more often.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right. Have a good one.